This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What's up?
You know what's up?
Scott Ruick.
Scott freaking Ruick. And the Lady Beavs. That's what's up. Going dancing.
We were just getting ready to go monitor Jason Swigard's call of the final seconds.
I'm a little disappointed. We were hoping that
won't need it.
No, I mean, it was a 13-point win, but we were kind of hoping that this would come down to the wires, that we could get
We could get that.
That was from last year's conference tournament.
That's right. Conference tournament championship. Same exact game, essentially.
That was against Gonzaga.
That was against Gonzaga.
Yep.
And the Pilots needed that to get in. They don't. They're like 29-3, so they'll get in either way. The Lady Beavs, though, Scott Ruick, who lost his entire team, basically.
A really good team, by all accounts.
A really good team. It was going to be like a preseason top three or four team. Everyone left, and they had a very middling year, and yet the Lady Beavs going dancing.
59-46, the final. It is over, we think.
Yes. No, we don't think.
We think.
We know. It is indeed over.
Here's the situation.
So
it still is weird for me to see the Nutri-Rat logo followed by West Coast Conference champion. I haven't processed that it's the West Coast Conference, but the Beavs.
I don't know how this will come off, but.
Guessing not great.
Yeah, that anytime that you are going to preface that, it's going to be bad. I don't mean to offend you, but...
I didn't say that. Yeah, I don't think anybody will be offended. You know, it just is. They're in the West Coast Conference now, and I got to be honest with you, with they and the Cougs in the West Coast Conference, it kind of fits. It kind of works.
Oh,
I mean, they play Gonzaga every year. They play St. Mary. Like, it's kind of a fun little league.
But it's not going to be because the Pac-12 is back. So enjoy your fun little league while it lasts.
You know what I did?
You did.
San Francisco, the Dons, Oregon State, Washington State, Gonzaga, St. Mary.
Yeah.
Good little league.
Good little league that now, you know, we'll move on to.
So who's West Coast Conference adding now? That
I don't know, because Gonzaga's playing in the Pac-12, at least for basketball.
Oh, that's right.
The stuff that matters.
When is that? Next year?
Next year.
Really?
Yeah, the Pac-12 is back, baby.
Yeah. So now the
West. We think.
So St. Mary's is the only. Why doesn't the Pac-12 add St. Mary's for basketball?
Couldn't tell you. And maybe they will. I don't know.
What are they doing? That's a good program.
Well, maybe it's one of those. Remember, every time you add someone, you got to split the pie an extra way. And, you know, I know Gonzaga's only basketball, but that carries a lot of weight. I'm not certain that St. Mary's really moves the needle for you. I mean, the new TV deal is supposed to be somewhere in the $8 to $10 million range. So you got to be careful with splitting the pie more ways.
Okay. Well. Welcome to our show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Seriously, though, congratulations to, Oregon State.
Oh.
I feel bad for Washington State. I feel bad for Oregon State. They got left behind. And then, you know, to have Scott Rook, who's done a great job there at Oregon State, to get that team ripped away from him, and it's not his fault. It's someone's fault. It's just, you know, you were playing in a, as you said, a cute little league, and you don't have the money, you're gonna get pilfered. And I just think that's a really, really cool story and a testament to how good of a coach he is. And you want him to believe, you want to believe that he'll stay there and like see this thing through until someone comes along and offers him more money to go coach in the Big Ten, and then he leaves and does that.
Yeah, I mean, or I could crap all over that and say, look, it's just the West Coast Conference. You know?
Hey, don't you do that.
But the Pilots were good this year.
Yeah, they went down. Yeah, the Pilots were great. And they went, and then the Beavs just took them down.
Do you think that the Pilots laid down so that Ruick, maybe there was like a backroom deal on this? Because the Pilots are going dancing anyway.
Yeah, and the Beavs needed this.
So maybe they did Scott Ruick a solid.
Took one for the West Coast Conference. I doubt it, but, you know.
Collusion is what you're saying.
That's right.
Yeah. I wonder if that has ever happened in the history of sport.
A team laid down for another team?
Yeah, if but like
I'm sure it's
you happened. Will see it in soccer quite a bit if there's a like a group stage game and a tie benefits both, like a tie puts both teams through.
Oh.
They'll just play an awful game against each other where they kind of kick the ball back and forth, because as long as one of them doesn't lose, they both advance. That happens a lot.
I was thinking more along the lines of someone just doing someone else a solid. Like, we don't need this game.
We'll rest our players.
You know, the head coach is friends with the other head coach, or I don't know, whatever. They had some backroom Rick Pitino meetings, and someone's just like, you know what? We're sitting this one out. Because you can get it, I guess, in the NFL, it's like you rest guys, but that's not doing anyone a solid. It's just, at the end of the year, like, hey, this doesn't mean anything to us. We're sitting our guys.
It's the big debate of how much do you rest your starters and stuff.
Yeah. Meanwhile, someone, you know, needs that game. Like, they need you to beat the team to get in. I mean, last year Seattle had this, right? When it comes down to a tiebreaker or whatever. But I don't think that's ever done for the benefit of the other team. No one looks at that and says, hey, I like this guy and this other dude's a douche, so I'm gonna lose a game.
Mm. Maybe it's happened, maybe it hasn't. We'll never know.
Yeah, I would have. Well, someone said the Black Sox scandal. That was just about money, though.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not talking about...
That's a different animal.
That's a different animal. I know that's happened, and I bet you...
Still going on.
Oh, absolutely. If you peeled back that and you got the God power to see whatever, I'll bet you that there is so many little... and I don't think that happens necessarily in the World Series in the biggest moments, but I guarantee that thing happens all the time, where someone shaves points, someone shaves a stat line.
Terry Rozier just last week.
Absolutely. You watch that thing. It's hard to believe that was a just an innocent bad game. And dude, there's people to this day that will hand to God believe that the Chris Webber thing was.
That he was either in some debt or up against it or taking on the take or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. That, you know, that was a real thing. And to this day, Chris Webber has never spoken about it, will not talk about it. And that only fuels it, because if you're in deep to the sort of people that can get you to do that on the biggest stage, they can get you to shut up.
Yeah,
for
you
life.
Listen when they say, don't talk.
Well, we had Paul Hornung and who was the Detroit Lions line? There was a Detroit Lions defensive lineman. They got suspended for a year for having mob ties with gambling. The Jordan stuff. You know, was there anything there? I don't think that they killed his dad, but
a lot of people thought that for a long time.
Absolutely, but it wouldn't shock me if Jordan owed the wrong people a bunch of money. Barkley talks about that he owed millions that he lost, mostly through casinos, but, you know, it's just, I think just gambling and sports and shady figures, that UNLV team, remember they were all photographed in the hot tub with some mobster?
Yeah.
I don't think that like a notorious Vegas mobster is like hanging out in the hot tub with UNLV basketball players because he likes the conversation. Them tells me that maybe there's
you
an angle.
So?
No. He's like, man, that Greg Anthony's a great guy. Yeah, just invite him over in my hot tub. Just hang out. Why are you going there? Yeah, something tells me.
Hey, why are you going there?
Yeah.
So West Coast Conference added Grand Canyon and Seattle, I'm seeing here.
Oh,
Seattle
okay.
University.
I can't say I knew that.
Not the Mariners.
No. No, that would be awkward. Although, did you see Rick Riz get drilled in the head?
Oh, we have the audio.
We'll be getting to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a segment.
Poor Rick Riz.
Rick Riz's toupee saved his life.
Absolutely.
I mean, it sounds like.
Well, the padding on that thing. I mean, it's like wearing a helmet. It's like wearing one of those Guardian caps for Rick Riz.
So the West Coast will be St. Mary's, Loyola Marymount, Grand Canyon, Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, UP, Santa Clara. I'm trying to do this by logo, and that's not that easy. What's that one? Some other team.
Not
going to win the league
here. Yeah. If you don't recognize the logo, that probably
I don't
doesn't speak volumes for that team.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, and you never know. It could have been some weird new, you know, some of these like lesser conferences and the teams they're adding. You're like, who?
I know.
You're never quite certain.
Well, we're at the bottom of the barrel now. Aren't we? I mean,
yeah, we're scraping it, you know, right near the bottom.
I mean, when you're talking, isn't the Pac-12 talking about who's the team
that's trying to come up?
Sacramento, yeah, Sac State.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
that's where we're at.
Like, look, we're dragging the bottom of the river. We got to find some.
Oh, University of the Pacific is in there.
That's the other.
Yeah, so Santa Clara, San Francisco, San Diego, St. Mary's, UP, Pepperdine, Pacific, Loyola Marymount, and then they'll add Seattle and Grand Canyon.
Okay, well,
Gonzaga out.
Does that do anything for
you? Oregon State out and Washington State out. So basically the last two seasons of the West Coast Conference, the glory years.
those were the glory years.
The glory years.
When everything was...
Fun league.
Yeah. Was it? What is
we
Jerry
hardly
say?
Knew ye.
Glory holes and smiles or whatever? What's the Jerry line?
Smiles and glory holes.
Yeah. The last 2 years of the West Coast Conference. Smiles and glory holes. You would just wish that, like... And I know you can't do it, but, like, you could get some of these conferences that could, like, if you joined them all together, you'd have a pretty decent conference. The problem is that they all hate each other, and they're all, like, pecking at each other's eyes. So you just end up with, like, three conferences that make you universally go, But if you took, like, the Mountain West and the West Coast and the Pac-12, and you had, like, a little merger there, and you put it all together, and maybe trim some of the fat, no offense to, like, Pacific, but if you took the best of those teams, you'd have a... You have a solid conference. But now you kind of look at it and there's just a lot of...
If only.
Yeah, if only. But Gonzaga will go a long way to carrying the... At least for basketball. Will carry the Pac-12.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's really no one else in the league, but...
No.
So it's going to be Gonzaga.
Well, San Diego State. San Diego State's a good program.
Yeah, that's a good program.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's cool.
Utah State's decent.
Yeah, that's all right.
Who else? Well, no, I don't know.
Look, there's not a lot.
The Tinkler's got his program cruising. 20 win season.
Don't be a jerk.
What?
Don't be a jerk.
He turned it around.
Don't be a jerk.
I'm not. He turned it around.
You're laughing and you're being a jerk.
Dude, they won 20 games for the first time since like the 90s.
Then why does it sound like you're being a jerk?
I don't know. That's a you problem.
No, it's not
he got a bunch of overseas transfers. They could shoot a little bit. They were kind of fun to watch. Kind of sucked at the end of the year, but you know what? He'll get that straightened out.
Boise's made the tournament a couple times.
Boise?
They're in there.
Yeah. They're in there. Okay.
Yeah, Boise, Fresno, Colorado State, Utah State, San Diego State.
Colorado State.
Yeah. You know.
All right. That'll be like the new West Coast Conference.
That's an uptick.
Poor Big Sky.
That's an uptick. Because you still got the gold standard of Gonzaga. And so you can replace St. Mary's with San Diego State. San Diego State's a much better program than St. Mary's. And then you throw in a couple of dashes of the Tinkler and whatnot. That's better than the West Coast Conference. Mm-hmm. Why are you going there? Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys ready to party?
Yeah, let's do it. We're talking about blown Achilles.
It is not TGL Tuesday.
No.
Did you know that?
You going to go blow some ducks?
I thought we were going to talk TGL Tuesday, and then it turned out, no, we're just talking
about
blown Tiger Achilles. Tuesday.
There's no TGL Tuesday. Yeah. I don't know why.
I was just talking about blown Achilles this morning at my dental appointment, and then turns out, major Achilles news.
We do have major Achilles news.
Yeah. It's now become my greatest fear. The Achilles tear just...
It's a rough one for us old.
Oh. Do you feel it kind of twinge sometimes when you're just doing random stuff, too?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Well, that and... Calves generally are pretty tight, and so you know It's all connected, and then you're just like, I should stretch more, and then you don't. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, crap, I'm going to blow an Achilles.
Well, sometimes, like,
I'm not playing basketball with you.
I have not played basketball, I think, since before I had kids, because my wife's like, we cannot afford to have you on one leg. That's just not going
to
happen.
So that was the thing. I was talking to my dentist today, who I went to high school with. And one of the kids that we went with, that we're all friends with, is now the coach at a high school in Vancouver. And they were going to the state tournament. And so they wanted to get together a scout team to play against his girls. And a lot of times they'll go get guys, right? They'll go get guys to play against the girls, give them a little kind of a step up in competition.
Give them some tea.
So apparently...
Bring that tea.
Apparently his idea was to gather a bunch of, like... that friend group from when we went to high school. So a bunch of old 40s got together to go scrimmage against the high school girls to get them ready for the tournament.
No.
Yeah. Guess what that resulted in?
How many, four emergency room visits. And,
how many guys finished the actual game?
But one of the guys that we knew that went to high school with, sorry, Dan, apparently he was just backpedaling. Like, apparently he was just jogging backwards. Boom.
I think there's a whole like internet channel of adult racing fails, like when people in their 40s like decide I'm going to race this other person, and the things they blow out and twist and break, it's heinous.
And I didn't want to laugh when he was telling me the story, but I had to laugh. Like, what are you doing?
That's on them.
That's on them. You decide, because we're all between probably, 40, 45 and 48.
Not Buckley.
And you just, no, I'm saying the guys that were playing in this game, that we all went to high school together. So you decided to get a group of you together to go play high school girls and run on a basketball court? I'm shocked that there was only one Achilles tear.
And that's
tear.
The thing. It's not like you were doing it to climb Kilimanjaro. You were doing it to play some pickup hoop.
Said if I had been there, which is probably wasn't invited, I would have thrown the ball at him and left at him. I was like, that's what you get. Nice Achilles pop. Now you're walking around. You're not even walking around. You're on that weird scooter thing for like the next like 8 months.
I did that when I broke my foot. I was on that scooter thing for 3 months. It was terrible.
Dude. Tell me the thing you can't get me to go do right now. Go play a game of basketball. Why don't you just take a butcher knife and just cut my Achilles tendon right now?
Imagine this, me for 3 months hopping up a flight of stairs to get to my apartment every night. No elevator, second floor apartment, broken foot.
Right out.
Well, if you didn't hear, Tiger Woods has a blown Achilles. Already had surgery.
Dude, that guy.
He's falling apart.
This son of a bitch.
Call it what it is.
Yeah, just at this point, Tiger, just
it's
goes,
over.
Start getting like animal parts. Like, get that pig heart in there. Get like a rhino tendon. Just start doing experimental surgeries, because whatever you're doing, it's not working.
Well, if you look at Tom Brady and then Tiger Woods, two elites at their craft, boy, did they start to diverge at age 40 or what?
Yeah.
And it's all about how they treated their bodies.
Yeah.
Look at Brady.
Supposedly, the story was is that Tiger was like obsessed with like being a Navy SEAL. So he did all these really dumb CrossFit Navy SEAL sort of workouts.
If Tiger Woods had done being a golfer.
You don't need to look like that.
Yes. If Tiger Woods had done the Tom Brady, the TB12.
He'd own every record in golf.
He'd still be playing.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have a blown Achilles.
No.
And he'd probably look way better.
Yeah. Well, that car wreck didn't help any.
No, that's true.
That was the pills, but still, you know.
Well, he wouldn't have been on the pills if he wouldn't were on TB12.
That's true. He wouldn't have been on the pills. But now it really is a moot point, because his leg looks like Derrick Henry's dreadlock.
I mean, the guy's a mess.
Yeah.
And it's all his own fault.
Remember at one point, was it in the Masters or was it the U.S. Open, where one of his playing partners said that he could see the screw sticking out of Tiger's ankle?
Yeah, it was like coming out of the skin.
What? You're out playing and you just look down and you're like, hey, Tiger, what is that? Oh, yeah, that's just a pin in my ankle. Why is it sticking out? I'll be fine.
It's Curt Schilling bloody socks.
Seriously, Tiger. Now you're blowing Achilles, but don't worry. He's going to rest and recover. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's my age, so I think
just
he turns 50 maybe December.
Do you think that was the Achilles on the Freddy Krueger leg, or was that the other Achilles?
That's a good question. He's probably favoring... I would imagine he's favoring his hurt leg. Blew out the good one.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, if it's the Freddy Krueger leg, at what point do you just go Oscar Pistorius?
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude.
You just go like Captain America, lie. Winter Soldier, and just get, because he's got the money.
Yeah.
He could just get a cool robot.
Dude,
leg.
I'm sorry. I thought the last chapter in the Tiger Woods book was winning the Masters.
No. Robot leg.
It's Oscar Pistorius legs and then murdering his wife.
I was thinking Oscar Pistorius leg win another major.
And you then went murder his...
then murder the wife. Okay. Well, oh, no, you took that to a dark place. What? I thought robot leg wins. It's amazing. You went to no robot leg.
Can you imagine if he were out there chipping, like hitting drives with those blades on his legs?
Amazing. Let's
would
go.
They even let him?
You have to.
Do you?
Yeah, Disability Act, man. Pistorius got to run. He sued. Let's make this happen. Tiger, these legs aren't doing us any good at this point, man. Time to go for the big guns.
So Tiger turns 50 in December, which next year puts him eligible for the Old Man Tour. Mm. I'm sorry, the Champions Tour.
Yeah. What are you offending the old men? They know where they're at.
I think he could. He's gonna play. He's gonna try to play out there.
You think?
Yes. He's already said he was. He was just waiting to turn
50.
Hey,
you can use carts on that, can't you?
I think he can.
I think the old men can use carts. So.
Yeah. Tiger. One-legged Tiger winning Champions Tour events? Is that good or pathetic?
I think it'd be pretty awesome.
No, yeah. I don't think
kinda
so.
Kind of sad.
He can still play TGL. You don't have to walk anywhere.
There it is. Be the TGL legend. Be the Tiger Woods of TGL.
From a wheelchair?
Be the Tiger Woods of the Tiger Woods Golf League.
Which makes me sad.
That's perfect.
Well, it's actually tomorrow's Golf League.
Yeah, we know what it is. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's tomorrow's. Mm-hmm.
Well... rest in peace, Tiger.
Yeah.
All right, we've got some more NFL moves. We'll start there next on The Fan. Yeah, somebody mentioned Phil Mickelson and his body holding up better than Tiger's. And it's true. I was comparing Tiger to Tom Brady just because, you know, Brady's like the gold standard of how to take care of your body and allowed him to play until, my God, how old was Brady when he retired?
In his 40s. And he only had the one injury, and that was just because someone fell on his knee. Remember, someone dove into it. But other than that, Brady never had...
He played till he was 45.
It truly is amazing that you can say what you will about quarterbacks and how we protect them, but the fact that he played for that many years and missed one major chunk of time because someone dove at his leg, which now resulted in a rule where you can't dive at anyone's legs. That dude... whatever you think of that weird TB12 stuff, and some people laugh at it, it worked for him because that guy was amazingly healthy and resilient.
Yeah, Brady, okay, his first full season was 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you his starts each year. 14, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 1.
That was the blown leg.
16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 12, 16, 16, 16, 16, 17, 17.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And retired at 45.
And probably could have played. Could have kept playing.
Kept playing. Yeah. Now, Phil, you know, it's a good point by the texter. Phil is 54.
Mm-hmm.
He is older than Tiger.
Well, when he won his major, was he the oldest? Did he surpass Jack as the oldest?
I think so. He was 50. Let's see. When he won the PGA, that was 2021. He would have been 50 or 51 years old.
I think he broke the record. Yeah, Phil Mickelson won the 2021 PGA 50 years, 11 months, basically 52 years old.
Yeah, basically 51 years old.
Oh, yeah, 51 years old. My bad. Yeah, 11 months.
And then just not last year, but the year before at the Masters, he finished second.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember
that.
Out
of nowhere.
Yeah.
He was 53.
Yeah, that's freaking crazy. Yeah, and who would have thought that after all the when you looked
at, I do knew that
you looked at Phil, who kind of, you know, he and Phil got in shape towards the end. Let's give him credit.
He's
right?
He is taking care of himself. As a matter of fact, I hate to admit this, but I watched Liv the other day, and he was on there, and boy, he's looking old.
Yeah,
but he's kept the weight off.
Yeah.
And he is taking care of himself. He even said he's playing pretty good.
Yeah,
and he wants to win another major.
He thinks he can.
How old? He's 54 now.
Yeah, well, maybe.
He won't. I mean, he can maybe win.
I wouldn't think so, but you never know.
An Open?
I mean, yeah, like I said, he's got enough, you know, you have to be good for 4 days in a row.
Not U.S. Open, British Open.
British Open. You remember, was it, who was it, Gary? No.
Tom Watson.
Tom flirted with a couple towards.
In his 60s.
Yeah, you know, towards the end, that was at the British, where he was out there grinding around.
I think
around,
he was in his 60s.
He was old, I know that. And so,
it was only a year or two ago, Phil finished in second place at Augusta.
Thank you for listening to the program. Nice to have you along.
Hey, how's it going?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Buckley.
Best in the business. That broadcast school really paying off.
Watson was 59.
All right. So, I mean,
in the 2009 Open, where it was at Turnberry, where he missed a tiny putt and lost to Stuart Sink.
So, yeah, it's not inconceivable to think that Phil could do it. It's weird when you look back at kind of fat, pudgy Phil and Tiger that started the fitness movement on the tour.
Yeah.
That here we would be at this point with Phil 54, Tiger 50.
50. About to be 50.
About to be 50. And one whose body is just completely shot. And the other guy, you know, still hanging around, looking good.
It's crazy.
That's one of those that if you could go back 15 years, someone would have laughed at you.
Never would have guessed.
If you would have said that Phil ages better than Tiger.
All right, well, now we've blown another segment on
now
golf.
Now Phil's still wearing women's glasses.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
He's changed his sunglasses. He wears different shades now, but he still wears shades.
Well, every now and then I see him and he's wearing the transition lenses, which I love, because nothing says 54-year-old golfer likes some transition lenses.
He's also wearing the, he used to have the flappy, baggy pants, you know?
Yeah.
He's now wearing the joggers.
Oh.
Out there.
Well, Phil's keeping it tight, man.
Do you remember that short period where he was wearing the button-down shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had his own mizzen. It was like mizzen main.
Mizzen main or something.
Regrettable.
Yeah.
Didn't work. But.
And then there for a while, we were talking about it. He was always wearing the short shorts and he was looking at the calves. Phil wanted everyone to recognize the greatness of his calves.
Doing high kicks and stuff?
Yeah. Speaking of blown Achilles.
He's got his own coffee.
I'll tell you who's not showing you his calves right now is Tiger.
Does he have calves?
Well, you know, we've never seen his Alex Smith leg. He wears that sleeve on it no matter what.
Yeah, I wonder what that thing looks like.
I think it looks a lot like Alex Smith's, which is, again, I think the closest comparison we have is Derrick Henry's hair. I think that is what is making up Tiger Woods' leg. So it's probably why he blew out his Achilles.
Take that for data.
All right. NFL, what do they call it? The legal tampering period.
Yeah. The fiddle phase?
Day two.
The fiddle faddle.
So these moves are a little less important.
And now we're kind of down to where...
Yeah.
We're down to
the Daniel Jones type moves.
Yeah, well, you're down to now where you're filling holes, you're filling needs with bargain players. Although, I always contend that a lot of these moves end up being more impactful than the first day stuff.
All right. Well, we'll get to that next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, you will hear exclusive audio of Rick Riz being hit with a foul ball. But first, I want to tell you something. I have something to tell you.
Well, good thing you have a microphone in front of you and a captive audience, minus Buck, who may or may not be listening.
I could have told you this during the break, but I chose it on the air because that means more golf.
Sure.
The Tiger Woods, you said that we haven't seen Tiger Woods' mangled leg yet.
Yeah.
We have seen Tiger Woods' mangled leg. He has revealed his car accident leg.
Mm-hmm.
It is on internet. He was out in shorts watching Charlie play last year.
Oh.
And there are close-ups of what his leg looks like. And it does not look as bad as Alex Smith's, but clearly the scars are extensive.
Oh, I see it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, look
the
at
one
that.
On the, and that's his right leg.
Yeah, by the way, he blew out the Achilles on the good leg.
On the left
leg. On the left leg.
So his car accident, he hurt his right leg. Mm-hmm. He blew out his Achilles on his left leg.
I'll tell you what, considering what, because they were talking about taking Woods' leg, and that was the Alex Smith thing, and if you've seen Alex Smith, that thing is the stuff of nightmares. I think I owe Tiger Woods' leg an apology. I don't think that is a Derrick Henry, Freddy Krueger leg.
It doesn't look, I mean, it's just the scar on the outside of his right shin.
Yeah, and it's a little,
is big.
It looks more shark bite than it does house fire.
That thing, that scar is like a foot long?
Yeah, well, they had to replace everything in there with metal rods. And that guy's tripping off airport security every time he walks through. But it's better than I would have thought, except now he's going to be limping on that one for a while because he blew out the other one.
I wonder if it would be easier for him to blow out the right one or the left one.
Boy, I'll tell you what, now you got two crappy legs.
Yeah.
But I guarantee that one of the reasons why he blew out the other one is he had to be, I mean, he walks with a noticeable limp. Yeah. So.
All right, well, the NFL legal tampering period continues.
The fiddle faddle.
Yeah. And it's been a pretty wild couple of days because there's been a lot of money to spend.
Well, there were teams with a bunch of money like the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And when you see some of these deals, and I see people kind of like shocked at these, two things to remember. You have to spend the money somewhere. Like, so if there's a guy that you like and you've got like Patriots money, you don't mind spending $3 or $4 million more to get the guy you want. Especially in a very thin free agent class. The other one to remember is as the cap goes up, it's a rising tide. So if you look I'm shocked at some of like the third receiver. So apparently the going rate for like a third slot or your fourth receiver is about $10 million. The going rate for a very average tackle is $15 to $20 million. And those are shocking numbers. But if you go back 7-8 years, the percentage of the cap is about the same for those positions as it was 10 years ago. It's just that as the salary cap has gone up, if you're a team, you wish that the salaries would stay the same, but that's not the way this works. Because as the cap goes up, salaries increase. And so some of these aren't as egregious as the numbers appear. I just think we're not used to seeing NFL numbers that are this kind of shocking.
Well, I was reading an article today. They were saying, the cap has gone up so high because the league is making so much money off of their TV deals. And so the coffers are they're just full.
Yeah.
These teams have all kinds of money and we thought they would be spending them. Well, we knew they would be spending it. Like you say, you got to spend it somewhere, but there have been some big ass names, getting deals and getting big. I mean, like huge money contracts that I think I think the league is looking around going, whoa, we didn't expect this. Like we knew it was going to be maybe a little wild, but not this.
Well, I think the idea was that as the cap goes up, you could spread it around more, but it's not because there's always someone that's resetting the market. And if you didn't, it'd be collusion, but there's always one or two teams that are willing to overpay for players. And every time you set the market, for instance, Myles Garrett, his guaranteed deal. If you're Micah Parsons, You think you're taking any less than Myles Garrett and Max Crosby? So, and this is why I said, every time you wait to re-sign the players you want, it ends up costing you. Smart teams will re-sign their players sooner than later. Like the Josh Allen deal right now seems shocking. You're like, oh my God, they gave him $250 million guaranteed dollars. I promise you in 3 or 4 years, the Josh Allen deal will not look absurd. And so kudos to the Bills for getting out ahead of it. Because again, that's what good teams do. And if the NFL thought that players weren't going to be coming for bigger paychecks and they were just going to allow it to be spread out and create better teams, well, then you don't know agents, you don't know players, and that's just that was it was a bit of a pipe dream that is not the reality of it.
Well, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's fun every year. More so this year. And today Daniel Jones came off the board. It's over. The Daniel Jones sweepstakes.
Yeah. Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones has been won by the Indianapolis Colts.
I give you the least interesting quarterback battle in 15 years.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Anthony Richardson versus Daniel Jones?
I actually find it kind of an interesting battle.
What?
I mean, look, I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying it's an interesting, dude, you know, they're pretty even.
If you're Ballard and you're just accept your walking papers now because your ass is getting fired.
I didn't even know he was still there.
When you step in to the Daniel Jones as your savior, and by the way, they gave him $16 million. That is not backup quarterback money. That is enough money where there is a real competition between him and Anthony Richardson. And look,
gotta make the kid earn it.
I think there's a real chance Daniel Jones wins this job.
Question for you then. Would you rather have 1 year of Daniel Jones at $14 million while you rebuild or 3 years of Sam Darnold at $100 million while you rebuild?
Well, again, the $100 million it's not $100 million.
Well, it's 55, but
you know, you look at the guaranteed, you got him for 2 years. And no, I would rather have Sam Darnold.
And I think he's clearly better than Jones, but stopgap 1 year, I don't hate that.
Well, what if I give you Richardson on a rookie deal?
Which is what you have now.
I mean, I'd rather take my chances with that.
Yeah, I mean,
true.
Exactly. To me, if I'm the Colts, and again, this goes back to you're just trying to save your job, but the only decision for Indianapolis, if you were being smart and you were going to actually try to take this beyond saving your crappy ass jobs, it's Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones does nothing, absolutely nothing for you. You drafted Anthony Richardson to be your quarterback. You knew he was going to be a project, and like a bunch of Dunkoffs, you shoved him in there before he was ready. You've absolutely butchered this thing, and now you've got the kid fighting for his life with Daniel Jones, who, by the way, I'm guessing in practice, Daniel Jones is going to look better than Anthony Richardson.
That's just the thing, is
it's set up for him to lose.
In the competition, he's obviously going to win. He's more experienced. He's better at being the pocket passer they need, but he's not as dynamic, and you're not going to be asked to do that in practice.
So,
but he's a Dunkoff.
He is a Dunkoff. They did Anthony.
What's a Dunkoff?
Just a dumbass. Oh. They did Anthony Richardson dirty.
I do know.
And I didn't like Anthony Richardson. I don't like Jalen Milroe. I've never understood this kid is a great athlete and he was a crappy quarterback in college that never lifted his team at all. I never understood that. But the idea of taking Anthony Richardson and then trying to force him and be like, no, he's ready to go right now. He wasn't ready to go at Florida. And they shoved him into the NFL and they just threw him to the wolves. And they just, you know, that's malpractice. That's enough to should be able to fire that entire group that was in charge of that. And now you've decided to compete with Daniel Jones, and you gave Daniel Jones enough money where this will be a real competition.
Daniel
like
Jones.
If you were just bringing someone in for whatever, you'd bring in Jameis, right? You'd bring in someone at
what about Rodgers is still sitting out there?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he's going to make up his mind between the Jets and the Steelers.
Oh, is he? Wait, yeah. What?
Or not the Jets, excuse me, the Giants and the Steelers.
Oh, okay.
At least that's the scuttlebutt is he's debating between those two, which, by the way,
why would he go to the Giants?
Because the Giants, again, need to save, Daboll and company need to save their jobs.
I know, but why would he go there?
I don't
know. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Go to Pittsburgh.
No, it's not.
That's a good team, good coach.
Go to Pittsburgh.
You got Metcalf.
If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Giants
cool uniforms
instead of to Pittsburgh, then again, I I don't know what to tell you.
You've played in cold weather.
But it's Aaron Rodgers, and who knows? The guy's probably going to go in the dark and wait for the plant to tell him where to go.
Well, now I really want him to go to Pittsburgh and say that he went because of the cool uniforms.
Hey, come on, dude. That's a rad uni. Yeah. You got to admit that.
It is.
Steelers?
One of the all-time greats.
I think he'd look great in a Steelers
uniform. Definitely why an all-time quarterback would choose his next destination.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't want to go play in like in Jacksonville or Arizona in those bum-ass unis.
That's true.
The Titans, I'm looking right at you. Those things are terrible. Yeah, go to, I don't understand either why you would go to, you'd go to New York over Pittsburgh, but, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Wouldn't have to move?
Yeah. Maybe he just likes being in New York. Maybe he believes, I don't know, the Giants, I guess you could. You could try to talk yourself into the Giants, right? You could talk yourself into their defense a little bit.
They have Saquon Bart. Oh, wait.
No.
Hard
no,
to find
no.
Ayahuasca in the Rust Belt, maybe.
Who's his best receiver in New York?
They got Malik Nabers. So, and he's a. Malik Nabers is a really, really good player. Pittsburgh.
It's time Whoa! For Who's Leading the Charge? A look under the.
God. Fire.
What is Colorado Rockies? Right now.
Being a man of increase.
Buckley's not paying attention to our show.
But you got Malik Nabers. You brought back. They just re-signed Darius Slayton, which is so weird because Darius Slayton and the Giants hate each other, and yet they can't ever separate. They're like that bad couple that should be divorced, but somehow they keep coming around. You got a left tackle. You know, and you could sell yourself on the defense. They just signed Javon Holland. I don't know why they signed Javon Holland when they had Xavier.
What's his nuts?
Oh God! For the Packers. Why am I completely blanking on his last name?
You're getting no help from us.
Xavier
McKinney.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, God. That guy.
Bless him. I was thinking of Jeff McGinley, our engineer, and I'm like, it's not McGinley. But they had a really good safety that they let go, and then it turned out he was a really good safety. So they bring in Holland. You got a decent D-line. You could talk yourself into maybe if you're Aaron Rodgers, being like, I could do something there in New York, kind of maybe be the focal point. Whereas in Pittsburgh, you kind of feel like maybe you're going to be the leash is going to be put on you a little bit more. Maybe you don't want to deal with Tomlin. I don't know.
That was a bad sell.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
You got Russ out there, too. I don't know where he's going to go, but he could go back to Pittsburgh.
If Aaron Rodgers is...
Mr. Unlimited.
Russ is sitting down.
If what? Wait, what'd you say?
If Aaron Rodgers comes, Russ is no more.
Well, yeah. But if Aaron Rodgers doesn't, they're going back with Russ. They have no other option.
I don't think there's another option.
It's those two guys.
There's nothing.
And Daniel Jones.
Nope.
Daniel Jones.
I just like to point out that he got $16 million.
Yeah. To go with his $40 million from before?
Yes. Daniel Jones pays to be a pseudo.
You know what it pays to be? Well, he's not even that. What it pays to be is it pays to look the part.
Sure.
Sam Bradford did that.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford wasn't any good.
No.
But everyone the league could not quit him.
Yes.
Daniel Jones is the new Sam Bradford.
Because
he's big.
Yeah.
He's got the arm.
And he runs.
He can run. Yeah. And so you look at him and you go, well, I can fix that.
And the other one is he was a high pick.
And the answer is
draft,
you can't.
Draft bias is. Such a real thing that when you go in the top 15, we just assume that there's all this talent that someone's going to try to unlock, Zach Wilson. But when you go in the fourth or fifth or sixth round, like, we don't even want to give Brock Purdy any credit. And Brock Purdy's really good.
Well, Darnold was the one that was almost left for dead until the Vikings, did that reclamation project.
We'll wait and see, by the way. I'm not ready to say he's back. Well, wait and see.
Well, he was back last year.
1 year of the best of circumstances. I'm not ready to believe that Sam Darnold has turned some sort of magical corner, but we'll see.
All right. One other quarterback note. There is one other name out there that could be on the move, and they're now saying they already know where he might go. So one other team may get a new starting quarterback, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but we'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, wrapping up NFL tampering talk, because technically we're still tampering.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Hello?
We're fiddling.
Yeah, it's the fiddle phase.
Fiddle phase.
We can agree to things, when we can't put pen to paper.
When's everything official? Does anybody know? Does anybody care?
Next week, maybe?
Yeah, say when can free agents sign? March 12th.
Tomorrow.
So... tomorrow we can be done fiddling and we can consummate the...
But they're all done. That's the dumb thing.
pretty much.
Except for one.
Every now and then you get someone, though, that goes back on it. It does happen.
It happens, yeah. There's one quarterback out there. We were talking about Russ. We were talking about A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers.
He is.
What about Kirk Cousins? The report is that the Atlanta might cut bait on him with Penix.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Penix emerged, and if they cut bait on him, he's going to the Browns.
I could see that.
They said.
That kind of makes sense. So, and people expect it's just a huge dead money hit, but that seems to be the expectation because at this point, no one's willing to trade for him. And yeah, he'd be a domino that would fall.
So that signing, I mean, I remember at the time, well, no, it was a trade, right? Didn't they trade for Cousins?
No.
Because wasn't it draft day?
I think Cousins was a free agent
signing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. Because then they drafted Penix, and then everybody's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And then some of us tried to make the case, well, that's pretty smart. But in hindsight, it really wasn't.
No, I mean,
because you're costing yourself a ton of money by doing that.
Yes,
could have had another stopgap quarterback, waited on Penix. The Penix didn't take long.
Yeah,
he is definitely their starter.
Yeah.
So
I don't really know
what they were trying to accomplish there, but
well, it was a bet on Cousins, and it didn't look particularly good. And then I'm not certain that you thought that Penix would be around when you were drafted, or maybe you didn't know that you were going to fall in love with Penix. You know, and so from a financial standpoint, it sucks. You're gonna have to eat some crow, but the way NFL teams view dead money now, it just isn't what it used to be. I mean, Denver actually took the full hit of Russell Wilson last year, and Denver ended up being...
Yeah, they're fine.
Denver ended up being fine. So if you're Atlanta, I mean, Atlanta's a competitive team, and if you get Penix and you have to eat the Cousins deal, I'll look and see how much dead money that would be. I know it's a lot.
So why are they just brushing that off like it's nothing? Just because they have so much money?
Yeah, and the idea is that because you're paying Penix nothing, right, you can eat the quarterback money. It's the same thing with Bo Nix. If you're going to eat a bunch of cash, it behooves you to have a rookie quarterback. And then for a year or two, it's like you don't have a rookie quarterback. You're paying an expensive quarterback. You're just paying him not to be there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of why teams can get away with this. And look, Atlanta still needs help. It's just not, it's like Denver. Denver last year was a nice team, but Denver had gaps. But once they kind of move forward, and you saw Denver in free agency, Denver actually added quite a bit in free agency. They kept some of their own guys. They went out and got Greenlaw, and they got Hufanga from the 49ers that the 49ers couldn't afford to keep around.
Is Denver going to be nasty next year?
Look.
They might be nasty.
Yeah, there's a chance. Now, you are betting on two guys that didn't play last year. Greenlaw and Hufanga. If those guys are healthy versions of themselves, which is a big if, you took already a top 10 defense that was really good, and you added two sticks of dynamite in the middle of it. Dude, those guys are difference makers. And then the other question becomes, what's Bo Nix? Bo last year was a really nice player. He had some ups and downs, really settled into it, and he was a nice system guy. The question becomes, as more tape gets out on him and you start to expand a little bit what he does, where is the Bo Nix ceiling? Is Bo more of a, I don't know, is he more of a game manager type, or does he take that next step and really start to come into his own as one of the good elite quarterbacks? And obviously they play in a tough division because the Chargers aren't going anywhere. They're going to be better. And oh yeah, this Kansas City Chiefs team. We don't know what the Raiders are doing. But if you wanted one of the more interesting teams and teams that I thought did a really nice job in free agency, and now you stub the draft, probably need to go out and find a running back, probably need to find a tight end. I don't know if you know about this draft, but guess what there's a lot of?
Tight ends.
Running backs and tight ends. So Denver should address that. They're strong along the lines. They have come out of the Russell Wilson thing looking pretty good. That is one of the more intriguing teams going into next year.
New ownership, too.
Yes.
So Cousins' dead money is $65 million if they cut him before June 1.
Yeah.
You like that? You like that?
If they cut him after June 1, they can split that money between this year and next.
Yeah, and so I would assume you split it over two, and then you got Penix on a cheap deal, and away you go. Atlanta still needs help. I don't think Atlanta is a contender, especially they need pass rush help. I think they got Leonard Floyd today, which, whatever. They haven't had a real pass rusher there in years. But at least moving on from Cousins and admitting that you're wrong, it's the Russell Wilson thing. Do not, if you're wrong at a position, just just cut the limb off. Don't try to do the gangrene thing. If you and what we saw last year, it's time to move on. Make Penix the guy. You're trying to find a deal for Cousins. It's not going to happen. My guess is, like you said, post June 1, they cut him, take the hit over the next year or two, and you move on with Penix, and you hope you hope that Penix is good enough to kind of raise you out of the hole for the next 2 years.
Well, watch out for Cousins in Cleveland. I don't know if that's a good move or a bad move for him, but it's better than maybe Watson. I guess Watson's hurt again.
Watson's hurt again.
So then who do they? And they traded DTR. They have Pickett.
Cleveland just got Pickett.
So, is he their only guy?
Let's see who else they have.
Their plan has to be, what, for either like a Rodgers or a Cousins, yeah. And then with Pickett waiting in the wings?
Yeah, that's
got to be Cousins.
They got Bailey Zappi.
The Zap Man.
And Kenny Pickett. I think Winston is an unrestricted free agent. I don't even think he's there anymore.
No one signed Winston yet.
No.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful day.
Look, my guess is Cleveland knows that Kirk Cousins is coming.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Or, you could always address it in the draft if you want to go to that road. You kind of forget because it's a crappy quarterback class, but, you can still draft your quarterback. Like Tennessee, you would assume, that it's the Giants do it. The only thing about the Giants is, again, you're going to get yourself fired if you go with a rookie quarterback, probably, because none of these guys appear to be hit the ground running. But like Tennessee's got a runway.
And there's been some rumbling of a little flirtation with Shadur and the Browns. He's been talking positively of them. I don't know if that's coincidence or not, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, so you never know. I mean, we just don't know how teams feel about these quarterbacks. So, if it was last year, we talked about there was a lot of quarterbacks people like. This year, all of a sudden, we're like, But just because that's the way the media is talking about it doesn't mean behind closed doors that Cleveland or Tennessee or one of these teams isn't falling in love with a Jackson Dart or a, whoever.
All right, up next is exclusive audio of someone trying to disable Rick Riz's toupee on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.